There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
And away we go. FM Talk 106.5 in Midday Mobile. Glad to have y'all here on this Monday. A lot to do on the show today. And of course, reminder here, like you needed it, but you're a big part of the show. Remember how this works. The phone number and the text line, 251, if you're not from around here, because they make you dial it sometimes. 251-343-0106. And a reminder, if you've got that FM Talk 106.5 app, the digital multi-tool, like a Leatherman or like a Gerber tool is, you know, because you got your knife and a saw and tweezers and magnifying glass and screwdrivers and all that kind of good stuff in one device. Well, with the app, you can, of course, listen to the station anywhere you got the cell phone connection. You can check it out there, but also our show schedules, our social media feeds on there. 55 hours a week of live local shows that we roll out right here at FM Talk 106.5 from the studios at Airport and 65. They're waiting for you as well. Go check it out. Plus the traffic map on there, up-to-date traffic map, weather information, all that good stuff. So wherever you go, get your apps. If you're one of those iPhone folks, you go to the App Store, right? If you're super cool or a Luddite or a throwback like me, you run an Android, so you go over to Google Play and grab that as well. All right, on the way, hour number two, Mike Bunn from Blakely Historic State Park joins us. A lot to talk about with him, some upcoming events. Plus, you know, he's author of books about Alabama history, so he and I will get into that. Plus, we'll take a look at the big stories from over the weekend, and we'll actually start with some of that with our friend Todd Stacey, Alabama Daily News and Capital Journal host. I guess my first question... Well, first of all, good morning or good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Sean, I'm good. How you doing?
Good, good. So what I wanted to get to, what I was trying to go so quickly to get to, was things that you and I have talked about over time. There are certain things we're like, yeah, something's going to happen, something's going to happen. So when I opened the email this morning and it says new federal rules could impact state ARPA spending, didn't we talk about this several times or more than several times that this could happen?
Yeah, well, and it did happen, and it would, yeah. What happened was that in the omnibus that passed in late December, people remember, you know, the $1.7 trillion bill, they rewrote some of the rules for how American Rescue Plan Act funds can be spent. Look, I haven't read the rules. I don't think I would know where to find something like that.
Right.
But
we know that it's a thing because it happened before with, and I hate this word, y'all, but I have no other, it's what everybody says now, with some of the other tranches of money, you know, that this happens. It's just funny. We hear these missives coming out of Montgomery or wherever that, oh, well, they'll be doing this and they'll be doing that and the other. And I've always, well, I say always, just for the few years of this COVID stuff, I've said, oh, wait a second, because there always seems to be another shoe drop that says, yeah, not so fast, you can only do this or that or this kind of thing.
Yeah, what's important to understand this time is that they essentially opened up the process. They made these funds available to more projects and possibilities than previously written into the American Rescue Plan Act. So ARPA was originally written to be somewhat restrictive of what you can spend this money on, which I guess is supposedly a good thing, given that these are still ostensibly recovery funds. It's 2023. We're still talking about recovery. But so they went back and rewrote them, some of them, in this bill to essentially open it up to community development block grants, you know, CDBG, you may hear it phrased as sometimes. And these are projects that, you know, a lot of times get sponsored through members of Congress or you know, from cities, city councils, stuff like that. and have really kind of a wide range in use. So the question is, does the state want to go down that route? Because if so, it really complicates things. And look, it means you can spend money on parks and on other kind of community projects.
Can you do it on a state house?
Maybe so. You could probably find a way. But
bridge across Mobile Bay, you know?
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the thing is, so you're talking about $1.1 billion. This is the second, like you said, tranche of money. And once you do that, once you open it up like that, you're talking about every lawmaker coming in with their own requests from their own communities that can range pretty widely. And so you are hearing some talk, especially from Greg Allbritton down your way, about, look, we already know that we didn't have nearly enough money to deal with the water and sewer problem. Mm-hmm. We already know that broadband is still in need. Let's just keep doing that instead of opening it up to every city that wants a new, park or something. And so it's going to be interesting to see. And I think it's one of these situations where the legislative leadership and the governor are going to have to make that decision. Do they want to open it up, or do they want to keep doing what they did last time?
Well, okay, so I know how it works. Politically, everybody wants to wet their beak there, but it is a question, when broken out amongst, I don't know which one's right. I have a feeling, in my opinion, which one's right, but to break this out over many places or to focus on something that would be a sea change, and maybe not the state house, but I mean, whether you're looking at infrastructure work that continues to give back years down the road. If we're going to spend this, deficit money, this inflated deficit money that will have to be paid back one day, maybe something that you can, that you can see down the road. You can say, well, look, this thing's still here. This change is still here.
Yeah, yeah. So the reason why it kind of came up is we, on the podcast the other day, we have this In the Weeds podcast that we've finally gotten back on the air. We asked Senator Arthur Orr. He's the Senate Education Budget Chairman, so he's deeply involved in all these conversations about spending. We said, do you think it's going to be a special session to focus attention on ARPA? He said, well, yeah, sure. But it's not going to be quick because all these rules have been rewritten. So we're not even going to be ready at the beginning of the session. We're still looking at some of these rules. It's kind of like, burying the lead. It's like, wait a second, what? So it's really the first anybody's known that this is really a new situation. We'll see. I don't know. A month ago, everybody was talking about, okay, we're basically going to do the same thing with water and sewer, broadband, maybe hospital infrastructure. And then, maybe there's the possibility at least they could do beyond that, but we've not seen anything close to a solid plan.
And look at this, y'all. I'm going to do this transition. While we're talking about spending money that's in a deficit form, let's look at Washington right now and one of the stories in the email this morning. Lots of sound and fury on U.S. debt, but not a crisis yet. Gosh, to me, this has been a crisis since the 90s, but go ahead, do tell.
Yeah, I kind of don't like that headline. I think I know what they're getting at in that when they're talking about this is the AP headline, and what they're talking about crisis is like a fiscal cliff. Like, are we, tomorrow are the lights going to turn off? That kind of thing. So mm-hmm. That's sort of the word. But I agree with you. I think the debt has been a crisis for the last 20 years. And it's only gotten worse really in the last, let's say, six or seven. I think it is a crisis. It's not acute in the fact that there's no looming deadline coming, but you wait, that will come. I totally understand that, Speaker McCarthy and the Republicans attempting to use this as a leverage point to get more restrained spending. Mm-hmm. Totally understand that as a tactic. But the reality is that tactic has never worked. It has simply never worked before. It always comes down to the last minute. And the only time it ever maybe came close to working, it wasn't exactly a debt. It was more budget related. But the Budget Control Act of 2011 is what John Boehner and those Republicans got out of President Barack Obama and the Democrats back then. And what it led to were some pretty draconian cuts that hurt both sides over the next 3 or 4 years.
Well, good.
Yeah. I think if you'd ask some in the military community, they'd say those cuts really harmed readiness.
But here we go. Here we go. We're at a point now that you could reallocate. You know, this is why I wouldn't last, you know, as long as a snow cone in August in Washington, because I'd say, okay, let's ease back here on this foreign aid. Let me have some leverage with that, holding the purse strings, and move this over to shoring up our military, right? And we're going to move this there. So therefore, we are going to cut. We're just going to reallocate the money there. But that, you know, doesn't ever seem to go that way.
Well, there are things that are easy to talk about, and that's like,
sure,
you just say like foreign aid, Department of Education.
But that made Ukraine, yeah.
Well, I know what you're saying, but I mean, what you're talking about.
Well, you're not going to cut Social Security. The Republicans are not dumb enough to go cut Social Security, right?
Well, what I'm telling you is, you're just talking about the crust of the bread.
Mm-hmm.
You're just talking about your little snipping at the edges of the spending problem. And it's not a drop in the bucket until you talk about the big ones. And that's, Social Security actually isn't that much of a drag, certainly not nearly as much as Medicare. Medicare is really the big gorilla in the room. But the reason Social Security is such a problem is it in itself is going insolvent.
Right.
So like
right.
It just needs reforms so that it is not insolvent. But what's dragging the debt is Medicare. Baby boomers are getting older. They're all on Medicare now, including Medicare Part D. And it's just way more expensive than anybody cares to think about or acknowledge publicly. And so until you get some kind of reforms to that, reforms to overall non-mandatory, non-discretionary spending, we're just kind of talking in academics, because none of that matters. You can cut all the foreign aid you want in the entire foreign aid budget. You can cut out the Department of Education and three or four other departments if you want. It wouldn't make a dime's worth of difference.
And here's what I think you have to do, though. I think you have to show almost as an offering, you know, that these cuts come other places before you go to this thing that is like a third rail for a lot of people politically. You know, you have to have the cover of that.
Okay. I understand how that works politically, because I've been in these conversations for, you know, 20 years.
Yeah, but, your career. I know.
it's kind of intellectually dishonest if you know what the real problem is, and yet you just go and pick up this low-hanging fruit that means nothing in the long run, and actually in some ways could be harmful.
So is there no way, I mean, if that, you know, what you're saying, so the Medicare is the only place we can go to on this for a big cut.
Not the only place, but a big one.
But the political will to do that, to be elected and be able to do that, is not there. We know that. So are we doomed? We doomed to never get it under control?
No, I'd say there's always a chance. But when did Republicans start running for office with promises not to reform mandatory spending? I mean, I just think that's hilarious. And like, you know, I guess it started with Trump.
It's populism, right? Populism it's not conservative. I agree with you 100%, man. But it's
conservatism.
Like
conservatism.
No, but
you're not conserving anything. I don't know. There are some answers out there, but yeah, there's not a whole lot of folks with political will to say, hey, this needs to happen. In the meantime, that's a longer term discussion. In the meantime, it really would do serious financial harm to our country to default on the debt and, you know, have credit ratings and all that be a problem. But we'll do some form of that. We'll probably default for 24 hours and they'll raise it, some kind of catastrophe thing, and we'll move on to the next thing. But it's in my opinion, the debt limit is not the best opportunity to get real spending cuts. Maybe they'll get some kind of, you know, like you said, sort of flashy, showy sort of things. But I think the budget negotiations, the appropriations, the government funding negotiations, you know, on September 30th, that's, to me, more of an opportunity.
Now, there he is, always a straight shooter, Todd Stacey, Alabama Daily News.
I'm just full of sunshine today.
Well, no, we're here for real stuff. It's a Monday. It's cloudy, man. It's, you know, it's still a few weeks till we. I mean, we're Mardi Gras-ing some here, but we're not at full pitch. So yeah, right. It's fine. It's, you don't have to blow unicorn smoke anywhere.
Man, I keep it real.
You do. Okay, so I want two things here. I want to, number one, tell folks how this email that you and I are always talking about. How do they get in on this thing?
It's really easy. Just go to aldailynews.com. That's the homepage. You can click to sign up right there on the homepage. Just enter your email. And your name and your email, and you'll be on the list.
All right. And then Capital Journal. You had Mark Colson on from Alabama Trucking Association.
Yeah, that was a great conversation because, you know, it's January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and the trucking industry is really involved in a lot of this human trafficking prevention, right? They have proximity to this problem with how much they're on the road, the truck stops, things like that. So they've got this effort, Truckers Against Trafficking. I learned a lot listening to him talk about this issue. So it's worth a listen, as is my conversation with the Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, about maybe some best practices now that we're in tax season about how to get your money back.
Good stuff. I like that. Todd, as always, I appreciate our conversations. Look forward to next week.
All right, Sean, be good.
Yeah, will do. There he goes. Todd Stacey, Alabama Daily News and Capital Journal. We're coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
With Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:27 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Let's talk about an opportunity right here. Opportunity for you. Having a few issues here, working on our very popular text line. And so if you're not getting through on the text line right now and you got something you got to tell me, first of all, the good old-fashioned way, just call me on the telephone, like I used to do this job all those years ago, 251-343-0106. And also, you can use the app, and that will email us. So if you're on the front page of the app and you see the microphone icon there where you're streaming the station, like the main, what is it, the landing page, LP. If you're on the LP and you see that mic icon, you can press that and record a message. It then we'll email it to us here at the station. We can play it back that way. So there you go. Check it out. It's the FM Talk 106.5 app. Ready for you. Ready for all of us. Just download the app first by going to the App Store for iPhones or Google Play for your Android. Coming up, so they've got a sixth Memphis police officer involved in the Tyre Nichols death, relieved of duty. We'll talk about that. Plus, I want if you Google right now, if you're doing the Google, you know, and the killing of Tyre Nichols, there's a lot of stories. I'm not saying these stories aren't right, that talk about, you know, who he was as a man and a son, and he was, you know, a creative guy and a good guy and all the. And once again, not to say you can't say those, but it does not matter. He could have just been whatever guy. You know, if you watch that video yet, you know, super supportive of law enforcement, and as they're trying to get somebody before they have them in custody, I'm like, man, you got to do what you got to do because you got to go home. You know, law enforcement, they have a right to go home too to their family. So, what you got to do to get the person in custody? But once you get the person in custody, yeah, we talk about that on the telephone at 343-0106. If you saw anything in that video you thought was, yeah, that's all right once you have them in custody. Because I didn't. All right. News is next. Be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's do this on 12:35 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile Monday style. Big thank you to Todd Stacey, Alabama Daily News. Mike Bunn, my man, historian extraordinaire, director at Blakely State Park, is going to join me a little after 1 o'clock. We'll talk about activities coming up at Blakely. Plus, you know, always lean on him. He's a great author about history from right here in our area, Alabama and the greater Gulf Coast. We'll talk with him coming up a little after 1 o'clock. All right, so a couple things. I'm going to get to that Alexa story here in a little bit because I guess you can say it now. It used to be a big thing like, oh, don't say Alexa on there because then people's Alexas turn on. I don't know. I have to move past that. So Alexa has the headline here. Alexa has predicted the date that World War III will start. And there's not long to go. So we'll get to that shocking headline, which is put up for reasons to get people to click. Also, a possible change to Section 320 of the Communications Decency Act. I know you're like, what the is that, Sean? Okay. It has to do with free speech and the internet. Supreme Court's looking at this. It's a big deal. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. And then this story. So this story has it's been percolating throughout the morning here and got word of it early. It got picked up by the folks over at Lanyap. Brady Petrie from Lanyap has now posted the story. Now, I'm going to do this as best as I can, because it's a brand new story. You've not heard this anywhere else. We were aware of it here, but we were waiting to have it confirmed, you know, because we're like old-fashioned like that, having a confirmed news story here. The headline, well, first of all, they have the breaking news alert on their website. The breaking news, male genitalia found at Mobile gas station. You might say, well, there's probably a lot of those, but not attached. Okay, so I mean, the story here from Brady Petrie over at LanyapMobile.com on there, if you're a subscriber, which I've told you is a good thing because you get stories before the paper comes out and some that don't even make the paper, it has a sub headline, like a preamble headline that says penis found. And then the headline, male genitalia found at Mobile gas station. Brady reports this. Multiple sources have confirmed to Lanyap that a human penis was found at a gas station this morning near I-10. Law enforcement officials were called to the gas station at the corner of Navco and McVeigh Drive, where the was found, according to multiple sources. A gas station employee told Lanyap police officers showed up and collected the evidence. In it, like one of those bags or something? An employee at this gas station named JR said to Lanyap, it was the whole, it was the whole Richard. It was the whole Richard. Stories began circulating on social media this morning about the incident, with posts stating there was a heavy police presence at the gas station and the area was taped off. Not taped on, taped off. So there, this is this story here. So I put it up on the Twitter feed. And we also have it on, if you want to go through, go over to Facebook, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. You're looking for the story, the link there. Now, you'll have to subscribe. I think you can probably see the headline without, I don't know, I've been a subscriber so long. But the headline will, this is what everybody else is going to be talking about. So make sure that you know this story, because everybody else for the next 6 hours to 60 days, we'll be talking about this. But I know there are people feverishly trying to send text in about John Wayne Bobbitt and all that. This is a very, in a world, in a job where I deal with strange stories with great regularity, this is a strange story. And to have it a local story, this gets picked up, by the way. I mean, right. This makes national news. I'm not telling you, Rob and Ashley, because y'all know really good how to do Lanyap. Y'all been super successful with it. And I'm just over here in the electronic media world where I'm pretty good myself. But I would just say from a print side, if you were ever going to let there be like a way to click through without subscription, because you know this story, and Brady Petrie is about to get, his name's going to be ever. This is going, it's going to go national. There's going to be a huge story. Now I'm getting inundated on Twitter with people with memes. Can you imagine the memes I'm getting? So once again, if you're just joining us, breaking news here. It was being discussed this morning, and I'm pretty proud in a way that part of our family here at the station had something to do with the communication that led to this. We have a conduit here, and I will not give their name. It's not one of the on-air folks, but had they were the person that started the process and had Lanyap out there. Because when they told me the story, I said, "Say what?" They told me a story, and they said, "Yeah, this happened. I heard this and that." And I was like, "No." And they said, "Yeah, it looks like it happened." And then the communication got to Lanyap, and Lanyap has picked it up here. So once again, if you're just joining us late here, the headline, a Richard was found at a Mobile gas station. Multiple sources have confirmed to Lanyap that a human Richard was found at a gas station this morning near I-10. Law enforcement officials were called to the gas station at the corner of Navco and McVeigh Drive. So if you misplace one, that's where you'd be. If you were there at Navco and McVeigh, it was found there. Gas station employee told Lanyap police officer showed up and collected the evidence. Obviously, the questions abound. The questions absolutely abound. I mean, there's some working theories out there on social media, and there's people, you know, have ideas how this thing got there. You find a lot of stuff just later. I tell you what, because I see, and I worry about this, because I've got the my new dog, right? And maybe if you follow some of our social media, you've seen the new addition, so the new German short hair. So he has to be walked with some regularity because he's a puppy, and that's what puppies need. So here next to the station, where we are at Airport and 65, there's a lot of urban outdoorsmen that come through here, drop a lot of things off, in the a lot of trashy stuff going on, a lot of littering stuff. So I'm walking the dog here around work, and the second he starts to get excited about going to find something, it's this race. If I don't have him on the leash at that point, your leash in my hand, it's a race to stop him, because I'm pretty sure whatever he's going for is going to be nasty and vile. Or contain something that could be poisonous to him. You know, something like that. I worry about this. I haven't worried about it being a Richard in the past, but I got to tell you right now, it's going to be pretty limited, his walks from here on. I mean, I think here around work, we may not... He may have to stay on the concrete. Not over in the coke and grass. Not in the, grown-up vacant lot. He's going to have to be right there. So... there's a story. If you want to call about it, 343-0106. Maybe you have some questions. I know I have questions. I've read you everything that's out. That's a story from Lanyap. I'm sure that all other news sources at this point will be telling their people to get on it. They're going to be rushing to get on the story. And how does this happen, too? You imagine this. I think you heard the headlines earlier this morning from WKRG that the Alabama's Big Ten mayors are in town. They're meeting in Mobile, right? This is a thing where they, you know, the big mayors. They'll meet at Tuscaloosa, Birmingham. They meet at different places, but the Big Ten mayors. And I'm sure part of our deal is with having the meeting here right now near Mardi Gras, because I think the meeting's quarterly. I think it's every 3 months. Probably, you know, bringing them in and the mayors from Auburn and Birmingham and Decatur, Dothan, Hoover and Huntsville, Madison, of course, Montgomery, Tuscaloosa, and then Mobile's mayor, of course, Mayor Stimson, all together here. And I'm sure the spin is we've kind of shown them a Mardi Gras good time, right? They're here to have the meeting, but hey, while you're here, let's do some Mardi Gras stuff. What you don't want when you have the other nine mayors in your town, because you know there's going to be some hazing probably, is to have a Richard found at a local gas station. You know, that's going to be, it's probably not what you, as you've been telling them, hey, by the way, you know, we're the home of Mardi Gras and all these cool things. And look at all these great things we're doing. And somebody goes, oh, by the way, it's a, there's a story about a thing that has been found. So, okay, so as we get more information on this, I don't know if you call it breaking news story, but we get more information on the story, we'll pass along right here on Midday Mobile because we're here for local information, however it arrives. All right, we'll come back from the break, and then it's going to be time for World War III, according to Alexa. Oh no, we're not playing this. No. Gosh, institutional control has been lost, but I will try to regain it. Do some news and come right back. More Midday Mobile.
I woke up this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
You know, it's the chances that I actually get to do my Alexa story, I don't know. Because... wow. Welcome back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. And I appreciate 60 to 70% of the text we're getting on this story that has broken today. Something that was being discussed. And I have to say, there's a part of our team here maybe had pointed something out earlier. And I was having a conversation with that person. And I said, no way. And they said, yeah, this is what the word is, what has been found. And I said, no way. And then Lanyap sent Brady Petrie out and did the report. And now, you're right here at the beginning of something that I think is unfortunate. You know, I kind of like it's a warm and fuzzy for me to as a Mobilian, when people talk about the Crichton Leprechaun, I like the Crichton Leprechaun whole thing. You know, the thing that, if you Google Mobile, Alabama, I think, unfortunately, probably in the top Google hits will be the Crichton Leprechaun, right? Which is still... I'm good with that. I don't know that I want this to be hung around our neck here at in Mobile. But so I mentioned Leanne and I were talking about during the break that the story is being updated because this is a developing story, so they're updating it over at lanyapmobile.com. And by the way, this story will be what I was getting to before I get back to this. The story will be the definition of viral. You know that. Unfortunately, this story, even with the Big Ten mayors in town, the story's going to be viral. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be national by tomorrow. Even though there's like all these things happening that, you know, a real world, a war half a world away. You've got issues with the economy. You've got questions about classified documents, whatever you're into. You have this story that will drive all news. So the Richard that was found here, right, if you follow along, you're just joining us, there was a Richard found in a parking lot at a gas station in Navco and McVeigh this morning. Here's the new, it's a paragraph. New paragraph that was added to the story. So those of y'all were listening before, you're good. Let me read the first two and we'll set this up for the new folks that just came out of whatever Chinese food buffet they were at for lunch and are now just picking this up. So, it says, multiple sources have confirmed to Lanyap that a human penis was found at a gas station Monday morning on Navco near I-10. Law enforcement officials were called to the gas station at the corner of Navco and McVeigh Drive, where a Richard was found, according to multiple sources. A source said the Richard was found in the station's parking lot after 6 a.m. Here's the new piece of information that just showed up. Security video viewed by a Lanyap reporter shows a black truck pulling into the gas station around 6:15 a.m. to get gas. The video reportedly shows the truck pulling away and the penis falling onto the parking lot surface. So once again, let me go back to this. Security video viewed by the Lanyap reporter, probably Brady, I'm guessing, but maybe somebody else. Lanyap folks, let me know. Security video viewed by Lanyap reporter shows a black truck pulling into the station around 6:15 a.m. to get gas. The video reportedly shows the truck pulling away. I guess they had filled up, you know, whatever, and they're pulling away, and the penis fell onto the parking lot surface. So, like, I don't know what else I can add to this at this point. I look at the text line. I know I can see a lot of y'all want to add a lot to it, and I'm trying to edit on the fly there. But yeah, that was the latest thing. And then police had to come out and get it. And I guess back at the story, I have no idea. Oh, I don't know. Hey, there's so many people like, is it the Frank or the Frank and Beans? Listen, this morning the description was, I'm not going to even do that. I think just the overall headline is shocking enough, right? You see, there's several of you. Haywood and Dirty. I'm not going to. Now, somebody's saying here that you know that it was dragged from their car involved the cycle. Okay, that's another. I was wondering if that referred to the other thing. So, and this one is regarding the gas station find. Somebody's going to be missing that. Maybe multiple people. Yeah, if we're lucky, right? If we're lucky. So there we go. Hey, any new information? I was surprised that just during one news break, we came back with that new piece of information about the security video there. Unfortunately, this story will be everywhere within, I don't know, Leanna, you and I can talk about it during the break, but I think I give it 2 hours, and it's going to be everywhere. It's going to be everywhere. All right, so this might be my last chance to get this Alexa story in, so let me do this quickly before we go to the news. From the Daily Star, said fears have been growing that an all-out war could break out between NATO and Russia over the West's support for Ukraine. Fears have been growing. They've grown. But no one knows for certain or even if World War III will actually break out. It's like the writers of this want this to happen. Goes on to say, no one, that is, except Amazon's AI assistant, Alexa. A viral video originated on TikTok. Well, there you go. That's solid. Shows the device responding to a question about the end of the world by saying, World War III starts on November 23rd, 2023 at 6:05 p.m. when Russia launches an attack against Germany. Remember the old days we had the magic eight ball we would shake up and see what it told us? Goes on the story to say, but while that chilling prediction could just turn out to be correct, the original source of the video clip suggests that it could be a work of the notorious TikTok trickster. Ho, ho, ho. Please tell me he has a handlebar mustache. Please, please, please. John Buckhouse specializes in posting spoof Alexa responses online. But y'all, that doesn't stop everybody from just reading the headline and running with it, right? Among his most popular clips are claiming that Miami would be completely destroyed in a 2025 hurricane, and another one predicting White House run for wrestler-turned-action star Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So this is where you're getting the information from, but it's making headlines everywhere. Now, could possibly some of those TikTok kids, yeah, they get all the money, they're all like 17, they're like, yeah, man, I'm about making people's life better because I'm going to make a spoof and then it's going to bring all the attention to this and then I'll make millions of dollars and I'll wear a fitted flat-brimmed hat because it'll be cool. Maybe what has happened to Lanyap and this station and about 70 of y'all on the text line is that it's a TikTok hoax that has the discussion of what was found in the, because I've found a lot of stuff in the park, and like I told you, I worry about walking my puppy around, you know, because there's a lot of urban outdoorsmen here. A lot of trash gets thrown out, even by non-urban outdoorsmen, just by trashy people. And I'm worried what he's going to find over there in the bushes. This was not on my list of things I would worry, but now, believe me, poor dog's going to just have to go in his kennel. It's the way it's going to be. I tell you what, there's so many of these texts coming in. I will try to sort through and somewhat sanitize these texts before we get to the later on in the next hour. Okay, we'll try that. Mike Bunn's going to join us for a little bit when we come back from the news. Also, we'll talk more about the sixth Memphis police officer now relieved of duty involved in the Tyre Nichols death. That story has changed some today. Plus, an update here. I think the parents of Tyre Nichols have been invited to the State of the Union address coming up. And that's updated. Yeah, that they've done that. All right. So, and by the way, you know, if you're like, there's like two people here, like, I'm so offended that you did the story. Yeah, changing the channels because you're offended with it. Well, get ready. You're going to have to change every dang channel out there for probably the next 2 weeks. So hey, you change it here first. So, once again, leading